I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Keith Butler asked about what he's seen from that rookie safety, Terrell Edmonds.
I tell him he's no longer a rookie. He's playing enough football not to be a rookie anymore. So I think he's gotten better over the year, and I think he'll continue to get better. He gets a little bit more confident when he does that, when he understands the game a little bit better and what we're asking him to do, why we're asking him to do it, then he's going to appear faster.
Terrell Edmonds, one of those guys on the back end of this defense that we've talked about, Colin, that is just not getting to the football, though. They've got 6 interceptions as a team. 6 interceptions through the first 12 games of the season. And the turnover thing is going to be beat ad nauseum down the stretch as this team attempts to beat the Patriots and Saints and tries to secure the AFC North Division title. Justifiably so when you look at the defense and how they've drafted Sean Davis high, they've drafted Artie Burns high, now Terrell Edmonds high, and these guys simply aren't getting to the football with any regularity.
Well, you know what? I can give Terrell Edmonds not a bit of a pass, but we do have to remember he's, 12 games into his
right.
career, and he was thrown into it, albeit a really high draft pick for sure, but, he was kind of thrown into it. Sean Davis has shown flashes at times, but I thought that his progression would be in his second-round pick, but they talked about him like he was a first-round pick when mm-hmm. he was brought in here. It seemed like they had a first-round grade on him. I thought that his progress would skyrocket with more responsibility thrown on his shoulders. I thought that he would turn into, and dare you say it in this town, but a Troy Polamalu-type player.
Right.
Because isn't that how it's been built to us from day one from Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin is a loathe. And I always go here when I talk about Sean Davis, and I know people get tired of it, but Jim is a guy who is at camp 24/7, seemingly. And Mike Tomlin is loath to talk about rookies before they do anything. That was one of, Jim, and you've covered camp, 25 years now, maybe?
Since 91,
since you were jogging last.
Right.
With
minus 3 years.
So pretty much 25 years you've covered camp.
Yes.
I can count in times of just me consuming camp and being up at camp the amount of times that Mike Tomlin has talked about a rookie glowingly. Sean Davis was one of those guys. You remember that, his rookie year, the way Mike Tomlin talked about him, Jim?
Short list. Yeah, he did unsolicitedly bring him up. Bell was another one.
He's hardly ever done that. And so that got my expectations like, all right. And the guy has shown a couple flashes, but didn't you, Jim, expect him to be further along at this point too? I mean,
but they've switched, they've switched his responsibility and his role.
Has he played the same position in consecutive seasons yet?
Right, and then Burnett is out, so that switches things, and it's just they just haven't been able to put the same lineup out there. I think he's done okay. I really do.
I think he's better than okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a second round pick.
I mean, they've got 6 interceptions. They're going to set a franchise record if they don't come up with more than 2 picks in the last 4 games.
What do you mean he's a second-round pick, though? I mean, guys are supposed to be good.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
So he's a second-round pick and better than the guy who was picked in the first round.
Right, and Artie's a first-round pick.
But the guy who was picked in the first round, though, is a guy who has played 12 NFL games, not been through an offseason learning the book. Not been through an offseason.
Right. Never mind. I'm too confusing here. I was talking about the guy who was picked in the first round the year that he was. He was picked
in
the second.
Gotcha. But the fact remains, we're always going to go back and look at the comparisons to Polamalu and say, yeah, but his first year, remember, we all wrote him off because he wasn't doing anything as a rookie, and then he ended up having arguably a Hall of Fame career, right? So you can kind of set Edmonds to the side, like you said, Colin.
And he was a reach. Like, it felt like the Steelers had a higher grade on him than a lot of people did.
Yes.
We all kind of – it was kind of a Bud Dupree sort of thing as well.
Well, Artie, too.
Right. The Steelers are you don't want to call them luxury picks, but what they're doing is grading people a lot differently than some other teams
right.
are.
Right, and unless those guys are going to come in and prove that, and Artie hasn't. Again, push Edmonds to the side and say he's a rookie. Artie's out there getting juked by Antonio Gates in the end zone. I mean, it's – and I understand Joe Hayden doesn't get that many balls thrown to his side of the field, so maybe there's a reasoning there why he doesn't have multiple picks. But this is a secondary with as much pedigree as they have. that should be forcing more turnovers and giving the ball to their offense on short fields.
You know, the other thing about forcing, you know, getting more picks and stuff like that, they get as much or more pressure on quarterbacks than any other team in the league.
Don't they lead the league in sacks still?
I think so, yeah. And I'm adding in, you know, sometimes when you don't get to the quarterback but you come close and he actually is able to get rid of the ball, you could pick him, you know, you make him hurry, you can take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And you can pick the ball off. And the Steelers, you know, despite all the pressure they get on QBs, they haven't been able to capitalize.
Look at some of the quarterbacks they've played this year. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick is tied for second or third in the league in picks. They didn't force him into a bunch of big mistakes. Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, these are guys that you need to be taking advantage of.
So while much is made of Ben Roethlisberger's gunslinger ways and him throwing interceptions, mm-hmm. and yeah, he does need to clean it up a little bit, but you understand that kind of going in, there's high risk, there's high reward with Ben Roethlisberger and the way that he's played, and he's shown brilliance before and wins football games at times playing that style. Just as much needs to be laid at the defense, if not more, that they're not taking the football away, some people feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not willing to back off any criticisms of Roethlisberger. That still exists, absolutely. But it is. It's a two-way street. There's two sides of the ball. There's two sides responsible for turnover differential and where they are. And only coming up with six interceptions through 12 games is just, it's inexcusable.
And the other thing is, you don't seem to, you know, the old Bob Prince hidden vigorish thing. Like, the more things go one way, the more liable they are to go the other. You don't get any kind of that quotient here, like, okay, they're due to pick off some passes. But then when you even get a chance where there's it's right there, an obvious interception.
Well, yo, Artie Burns sucks. Like, that's one of the biggest problems in all of this. They drafted a guy high who they thought was going to be the lockdown guy. They thought was going to be someone who was going to really help them, a ball hawk kind of guy that was going to go out and take the football off the other team. That guy can't even get on the field. He can't. And if Cam Sutton wouldn't have been in Georgia or whatever 12 hours before kickoff, then Artie Burns wouldn't have got a helmet. It's amazing to me how much Artie Burns, Senquez Golson, people have set this football team back because they can't play or can't get on the field. And it's really screwed them up. Like, this gets back to the draft room.
Well, and I'd also be curious to know how much, you know, when we started to talk about how they need to force more turnovers because they've only got one in the last 3 weeks, we talked about, well, is it going to affect their tackling? Is it going to affect this? You know, they've gotten back in the secondary to doing a lot of things very basic, right? Just wrap the guy up and take him to the ground. Don't try to make the big hit. And as you more and more get away from the basics and trying to make a big play, trying to force a turnover, are you going to blow some coverages? Are you going to miss some tackles? And that was huge for them last year. When you looked at this defense, how many times did you see him blow a tackle in the secondary or miss a coverage over the top? So would you rather have them be basic vanilla in the secondary and prevent those big plays, or would you rather have them going for the quote-unquote splash plays themselves?
That's a very interesting question, and I think when they look back, no matter how the season ends, unless it ends in a Super Bowl, they're going to look back on this situation and wonder if they did the right thing by going so safety-heavy and going with this 335 that they run, because the emphasis, it feels like, is taken off of Tua and Hayward in their play. And the linebacker play. The emphasis is clearly on the safety play. And were the Steelers good enough personnel-wise in the defensive backfield to implement this system at the beginning of the year?
And specifically last week when they were putting a linebacker on Keenan Allen more often than not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.